The freckle is no. That's not. There's no freckles on my body, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there a freckle?
That was something else, Bob.
So it wasn't. It was a nipple then.
I have a tiny tattoo of Mickey Mouse right next to my nipple, and it's so small that it looks like a freckle from the naked eye. But if you put clothes on your eye, you can see it's Mickey Mouse.
At least put a hat
dress
on
up,
it.
Motherfucker. This is an occasion.
Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. All planes of existence.
Where everybody's going cocaine.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Great, Craig. Thanks. My name's Dustin. Joining me tonight is Chris. He goes like this.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm fucking great. I've got some questions, but me and
questions?
You are cool. Like, you're speaking your truth. You're your truth, and I like that about you.
Okay.
But there's someone in this room I really have a problem with.
Uh-oh.
So, I guess we'll get to it.
Well, honestly, I mean...
You're killing it. I just wanted to let you know, though.
Dude, sweet.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I don't need your reassurance, but
oh,
thanks.
No, and that's not for you. This is more of me teaching others with you. You're like a tool
it.
For me.
I try to lead by example.
Right, and I so, see that.
I mean, that's just, you know...
Also joining us tonight is Bob. Bob, how's it going, man?
All right. What are you doing?
I'm podcast.
What?
Yeah. Did you believe it?
Damn, I thought we were coming over to watch a movie.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys want to?
Shit.
We can
just
real quick watch Glass.
Sweet.
And then
guys, I got Tron on Betamax if you like.
Right now?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man. All right. Let's just, we'll pause here. Let me just play the.
Fun.
All right. We're back. Also joining us tonight is. Macho. Yeah. Macho, how's it going, man?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'm fucking here, Dustin.
We wanted to talk to you about something.
Is this an intervention?
Nope. Well, yes. It's kind of.
Why does everybody got notepads and books and shit?
I just have one question for you. Well, actually, I guess I can ask the whole room. How many toothbrushes are appropriate for a man?
For a man?
Yeah, like one man.
Oh, geez. I'd have to say like one.
One, right? Oh, every
maybe
once in a while,
have one
switch
on
it up.
Deck. Maybe have one on deck.
Just in case a couple months go by. And
like, say you're fucking brushing your teeth and
I'm
you're getting
sure.
in there and then floop. And
you break
it. It bounces in the fucking toilet.
Oh, okay. I thought you like
bounces
broke it off.
Outside of sink, lands in the toilet. You got one on deck. So I say two.
That's smart. Yeah. That's just preparing.
Yeah.
Teach you that shit in the Boy Scouts.
Pretty much.
Bob, one.
That's about right. Maybe one and a spare.
One and a spare. It's kind of how I roll.
A spare? You have a spare toothbrush?
Yeah, why not?
Don't fucking even begin to question that, motherfucker, because I have not given the information yet. So I go over Macho's house because my shit is fucked. Hi, my name's Dustin. My shit is fucked. My house, the water got turned off because another pipe broke just because that shit happens to me. Because
all
of the house.
The time.
It does. And it's always on a weekend. You know when it's expensive to get a plumber.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's great.
Especially always after hours and shit, too.
I don't know why you didn't just call, what's his name there?
Should just call Chris.
Fucking, oh, Steve. I know you're talking about. Yeah, here's the problem with that. Is he's kind of a character I made up. No, I'm just kidding.
What? No way.
We're going to get into that shit too tonight. Everybody, listen up because there's some Steve news on the rise tonight.
Yeah.
I'm fucking amped right now because that just reminded me. Anyway.
Steve news.
I needed to use a shower. So I packed my son up. That's good. That's one way to do it. Fucking just...
Oh, shit. Jesus. Are we throwing our phones at our dicks now?
Did you want to try it out?
No. No, I'm good.
I'm like, Aries, you want to take a shower? It's been a day, you know, no water. Let's go over to Uncle Macho's house, use his shower, and then we'll go back home. Hmm. Seems fine. Go to his house. I'm in his bathroom. Not a big bathroom. I can't really move around.
No.
I'm a bigger guy, so I'm just standing in one spot. And I notice, man, that's a lot of toothbrushes in that cup on his sink. I don't think any of it. I get in the shower. I start fucking cleaning myself up, you know, getting my nipples and stuff. I focus on my nipples mainly. And I notice there's a bag hanging on his shower curtain with two more toothbrushes in it. So I get to counting. This man has 14 toothbrushes in his bathroom. Now, I get what you're saying.
Fuck?
He's got kids, right?
Sure.
And a wife. But I don't think he has 14 kids and a wife. Like, he has just the normal amount of kids and a wife and 14 fucking toothbrushes.
Now,
so
these are dogs.
They're for the dogs. I got four dogs, too.
Not one of them look new.
Okay.
They're I
like
have four
my,
dogs.
My backup brush, it's like still on the wrapper.
I wish I could be like, no, I just said like, oh, you got like 14 toothbrushes. No, it's not like. It is exactly 14 toothbrushes. And when I fucking question him, because I yelled it out of the bathroom, Yo, why you got 14 fucking toothbrushes? I just get laughter. I questioned him afterwards. Hey, man, what's up with 14 toothbrushes? Jen says, oh, we've actually got two more packs, too. But that's fine. That's normal. Backups, right?
Right.
Now, what did you say? What was your answer?
They open all the toothbrush packs.
That's not exactly what you said, though, is
that's
it?
That's what I said, dog.
No, he mentioned something about dogs.
What he said to me when I asked him that question was, oh, you know, the kids are always finding toothbrushes.
Yeah.
And you put them in your fucking bathroom?
They just find them.
You let them in the house.
That's exactly what I said.
They go to school, come back with a handful of fucking rusty toothbrushes, and you put them in your fucking sink?
Oh, you let them in the house.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what I said. Now that you've refreshed my memory.
I gotta, anyone.
I got a different question.
Yeah.
He said some are for the dogs. Why are they all grouped together in the same spot in the bathroom? Yeah.
I don't know. You know, because they are all treated equally.
In one bag.
You know, I don't appreciate you segregating.
You know. Are they labeled dogs, humans,
You should kids? Not.
You ain't even got that many fucking dogs, bro. I'm going to get real mad because it's not adding up. I just did the math in my head.
There's still two toothbrushes that don't make sense.
The ones hanging in a bag on top of your shower.
Those
who
are
hangs
mine.
Toothbrushes on their shower
Believe
rod?
It or not, those are the only ones that do not get fucked with.
No, the ones.
Oh,
that just,
those are just.
Those are decoration.
Those are the only one. One's mine. One's Jen. The only two. The two that you
those
see in the bathtub were mine and Jen's. So the rest of them, on the other hand,
is for the four kids.
It's for everybody
the rest
else.
Because the dog thing has to be a joke,
it's for
right?
Them and my
because
adopted.
In real life, that's a joke. You can't brush your dog's teeth. I mean, there's people that do that, but
yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
But it's like a finger thing you put on, like a little finger glove.
I don't know, man. I've actually seen somebody brush a dog's teeth.
Even trust anything you're about to say because you have 14 toothbrushes and not that many teeth. Did you want to have as many brushes as you have teeth?
I have
a
toothbrush for each tooth specifically.
How many mouths?
He only has 12 teeth. That's a fact about Macho.
I was wondering.
I know. The way I said it, it was like he doesn't. Wait, he's missing some teeth. Like when you open your mouth, is there a second fucking set of teeth that comes out
like a
movie
shark,
alien?
Shark. Like a shark.
Oh, like Jesus. A shark.
See? Chris knows.
I don't know.
I'm just confused where all those teeth fit into the beak.
Yeah.
See, it's a mutation, Chris. Damn it.
I can agree with that.
It's a shark.
Whatever caused this man to have 14 toothbrushes in this fucking bathroom is a mutation, I think.
Probably some nuclear waste involved. Yeah.
I never said I lived in the best part of town, Chris.
Can you trust a man with too many toothbrushes?
I don't know, man.
You're not even loyal to one brush.
Like he oh man, those are like mementos from his fucking kills and shit.
Yeah, from my past.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like collecting skulls.
Yeah, oh god, you kill somebody, you take their fucking toothbrush, and you suck on it. Ew,
yeah. Oh, so gross.
I added the suck on it part, but that makes it worse, right?
You gotta get the flavors.
Imagine sucking on, like if you just you're trying someone's brush out, just getting their
flavors. Oh my god, you gotta get their flavors.
Oh, I'm gonna puke,
guys. Chris, you've never tried somebody else's flavor? Come on, man.
I'm good.
I feel like you have. At least twice. I know Bob has.
Not like that, bro.
How have you tried somebody else's flavor?
Have you ever heard of like a kiss?
Oh. That's not the same.
I don't know.
How many people?
Excuse me?
How many people have you kissed, Chris? Now tell us.
Oh, God. I want to know all the flavors.
Because apparently Macho's kissed 14 people.
Rocky Road. Pistachio.
Why are you saying ice cream flavors right now?
He's deflecting.
We went to flavor
deflecting hard.
See, that's you guys sent me back to Flavor Town. I'm sorry.
No, I tasted every one of those toothbrushes. Not one of them tastes like Rocky Road.
I'm curious.
You didn't get the right one.
How long it takes you to get that many toothbrushes?
One trip to the dollar store.
Jesus Christ.
Are there more?
Because there's 14 people.
They
in the
said there
store
was two more packs.
There's more somewhere else.
Yes.
Great.
Dude, do you double fist dual wield fucking akimbo your mouth? Oh! And just fucking jam them in there?
Since there's 14, I take 7 in one hand and 7 in the other. And just straight go to town.
You just jam them in there and start chewing.
Exactly. Yeah. Just see? I let the bristles do the work.
Here's the thing. I got my bicuspid brush.
Yeah.
That's a hard word when you're not really ready to say it. In my head, I wasn't fully done thinking of the word before I just fucking went for
it. Just went for it. Fuck it.
You got your bicuspid brush, your tonsil brush, your tongue brush, your under the tongue brush.
Canine brush.
There you go. Canine brush. You can't forget that
actual
one.
Canine.
The incisor brush.
The incisor. Is that even a thing?
I don't know. It sounded right to me for a second. Yeah, thing. It is, of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm back like to being 100% sure.
I feel like that leads to like scissors or some shit.
Tarps off for the boys.
Oh, fuck. There he goes with his nips again.
I can't see him.
Did you see how shiny they were?
I couldn't see him. They're so small.
You blinded him.
Yeah.
He's too far
away. No, I can see. I just couldn't see the nipples. They were so small.
That's not fucking true. No disrespect, bro.
Don't flash me.
Oh, man.
Don't flash me your blank chest.
I saw a freckle. Was that the nipple?
The freckle is... No, that's not... There's no freckles on my body, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there a freckle?
That was something else, Bob.
So it was a nipple then.
I have a tiny tattoo of Mickey Mouse right next to my nipple, and it's so small that it looks like a freckle from the naked eye. But if you put clothes on your eye, you can see it's Mickey Mouse.
At least put a hat
dress
on
up,
it.
Motherfucker. This is an occasion.
Wow.
That's a lot. I don't know. It bothered me. I wanted to bring that to the table.
I'm
see if
sorry,
anybody else
guys.
Was cool with that.
It's trophies. You know how like the Predator collects skulls?
We do like that. We do like this weird, like, you know, there's the Steve the Plumber. And like, it's kind of like sometimes we go really fiction with the podcast. But
everyone
to
legit.
Know at home.
Legit. That's a
this
factoid.
Guy has 14 toothbrushes in his bathroom.
It doesn't make sense.
Not in packages.
In
I can't stress this enough. They're not
they're
packages.
Not packaged.
Hanging from a shower rod.
Two of them are hanging from a shower rod. Apparently, those are the ones he uses most regularly. The side bitches are the ones in the cup on the sink.
Those are the ones you sit aside.
I've never seen a toothbrush cup that full.
Like, you got to sit them aside. You know what I'm saying? You got to put them in their place. You understand?
You got to get help.
Nope, I'm sorry. I need help, guys.
It's like a fucking porcupine of toothbrushes sitting on his bathroom sink.
Guys, I have a problem.
I was so tempted because I brought my toothbrush, obviously. And I wanted to put it next to it, grab the one off the shower crack or the shower curtain and put it that next to it and take a picture. Then I was like, I'm not going to take a picture of this dude's bathroom. That's weird. I can't do that. But still.
Fucking bathroom looks
I
weird
should
as
have.
Shit anyways.
At this point, now I should have. I should have.
It would have been
a
nice
learn.
Cover
Do you
art.
See how many colors are in my bathroom?
Yeah, they were all different colors.
There's like fucking white, blue, brown, tan. There's all kinds of shit going on in there.
I would never fuck with not one of those toothbrushes in that cup. You know that, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Even if I knew mine was the blue one, I would never fuck with the blue one again because they're all just connected by bristles.
They are. They
it's
talk.
Like a Velcro fucking fly nest.
It's a community down there.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I have an issue. I have a collector's problem. I'm sorry. No, I'm not fucking sorry because I have to literally brush all of my teeth.
Right.
Literally.
I can see where that could be
one
an issue.
At a time.
One at a time. Exactly.
The rest of us don't
see,
have that
See, Chris
problem.
Knows because he's hiding something.
No, I'm just throwing you a bone.
I've seen Chris's bathroom.
Don't
you know
throw
what?
Me any bone,
the,
Chris.
The most adequate amount of toothbrushes.
Is it like two?
No, there's like three. Three people living in the house, three toothbrushes. Makes sense. Adds
I feel
up
like
to me.
You're lying to me.
And the backups are in the medicine cabinet.
Well, I'm not to see the backups because
not
I'm a guest.
Not on display.
Shouldn't
right.
they be
exactly.
like with the rest of the toothbrushes,
nope.
Chris?
No. What shouldn't happen is your
like,
bathroom.
I feel like you shouldn't have your
see,
toothbrushes
that,
with your medicine.
He's absolutely right.
Something don't make sense here.
See.
Do you put your medicine on your toothbrush
here's
and then
the thing.
Brush your teeth?
If another toothbrush touches my toothbrush, I consider that thing a rogue toothbrush.
Yeah, at this point, that's okay. not my toothbrush anymore.
You got a point. You got a point. But what about your side bitch's toothbrush? You know, the side bitch toothbrush. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what Dustin said.
Treading,
see how we got all of them on the sideline like
water.
That. All of them on the sideline like that.
Hey, maybe we should all just kind of bring her back. You know, anybody can download this. Anyone.
It's fine. I mean, it's okay.
She knows.
It's fine.
She can see the toothbrushes.
It's okay.
They're all in there.
There's
all
so the many toothbrushes.
Oh, my God.
So if someone were to go in your bathroom and say just...
Bob, I got a toothbrush for you,
open
bro.
Open up the medicine cabinet.
I got a toothbrush for you.
Is it's it going to be like a tidal wave of toothbrushes pouring?
I don't know. I wasn't going to do it.
It might be.
I would not fuck around with that medicine
it
cabinet.
It might be.
I was terrified I would open that medicine cabinet and then fucking just absorbed
yeah,
by
exactly.
the toothbrushes.
See, that's what happens. Is I actually, behind that medicine cabinet, okay, is a portal in which... It doesn't,
it's like
it's not fulfilled unless you throw a toothbrush
to
in
a
it
dimension
every day.
Where it's cool to have 14 toothbrushes,
exactly.
right?
Yeah. It's like that movie House, I think it was called, where the bathroom
John C.
McGinley. The bathroom cabinet was like a portal to fucking hell.
Exactly.
Except for you, it's just
but it's teeth.
Fucking toothbrush.
Can we all
exactly.
take a
it's
second
teeth.
To think about just how fucking weird the movie House was?
It was crazy.
Yo, I almost want to watch it again. I've never seen it fully through.
Really?
I've just seen clips and be like, what
yeah,
the fuck
Dustin,
is this movie?
Dustin usually
oh, it's
gets
House.
To a point and he yeah. just turns it off because he gets scared.
Why don't you go brush your teeth while I'm trying to have a conversation? Hey, on the way here, did you pick up any toothbrushes?
I might have. That's none of your motherfucking business.
I don't want to know anymore. I don't want anymore. All right. I'll stop at 14. I don't even know anymore.
Get home. All of a sudden it's 27.
Yeah.
They're fucking. They're fucking and multiplying.
Are they fucking breeding? Damn sick. I don't know where the fuck this green one came from. So anyway, this long story short, we're opening up our own toothbrush online store. Toothbraced.
The toothbrace. Macho.
You ever broke a tooth, but you just get a brace, a tooth brace, and you can put it right back together?
Are we selling refurbished toothbrushes?
I don't know.
Oh, it sounds good, man.
But you can rent them.
You have to return them. There's a 7-day money back guarantee that you never actually get
after
back.
A while we'll sell them once they've been rented enough.
Alright so what we need is for everybody to send their used toothbrushes to Macho's P.O. box.
Yeah, Macho, do you want to get your P.O. box real quick so you can get all the toothbrushes and fucking finally reach your final form?
Guys.
You psychopath. Why do you have 14? I can't. I'm trying to move fast. I swear to God.
I'm trying to upgrade from the manual toothbrushes to the electric ones. You know, the ones that you push the button. It's like, yeah. You know, that one.
Never heard of it.
I feel like you do, Chris.
Like, I feel like my plumber. You know, this is totally off topic, but it'll weave back.
Does he need a toothbrush?
No, you calm down. My plumber. I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't. His teeth were kind of fucked, but he told me that he used to be a tour bus driver for rock stars and shit. He worked for some company. He said the company, but I didn't catch it. And Bob wasn't listening because he never listened to
anything. He was actually the Six Flags guy.
He said the name of the company, and I fucking. Totally. Anyway, he worked for a couple people. He did the tour for Toby Keith, and he was like, Toby Keith, man, that's a weird motherfucker. He loves himself. I'm like, what is that? You know, because now I'm interested, you know, because fucking, how do you like me now? That shit's a fucking banger. So I want to know.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he really likes himself. He used to fucking cross-dress. He probably still does. I'm like, what? Like, finding out Toby Keith cross-dresses changes my whole perspective on this guy. And when I was
change anybody.
When I was standing in your bathroom and I saw the amount of toothbrushes you have on your sink, it was like the same feeling.
I'm collecting those to make an outfit.
Like a little bit of an adrenaline and like a
you
fight
do
or
know
flight.
Prom is going on right
Who
now, right?
Is this
you
person?
Have a problem.
I'm sorry, guys. Help me.
I didn't want to focus too much on the toothbrush thing.
You're
I just wanted to let you know I saw
You lied.
Yeah, because this has been what? How long did we just do this?
Like we're here for you, buddy.
15 minutes.
We're here for you.
About 15 minutes of talking about Macho's toothbrushes.
Like, if you ever want to talk about it.
25 minutes, but that's fine.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, dude, it's a problem. Like, don't think it's okay.
It's not okay.
We're going to name this episode Macho's Toothbrush.
Say...
And we'll never know which one it is.
I don't know, but Dustin just said that it's the same time as me, and I feel weird about it now.
What, are you guys going to fuck now?
Probably.
Well,
I don't
we sure
know.
As fuck aren't
going
to share toothbrushes.
I was just going to say, are you going to share toothbrushes?
I'm going to take his toothbrush
I don't
now.
Think he needs to share a toothbrush.
Just because of that.
How are they all used? They're all clearly used.
I can tell you they're not all used.
I can tell you. I looked at them, and the bristles were not straight.
Here's the thing.
What the fuck?
Here's the thing. For a toothbrush to qualify as being unused, it needs to remain in its package.
In a package. That's true, Chris. You're definitely right.
And if at
right.
any point...
Say that shit to my minions.
I thought you were going to say it to my face. Yeah. What the fuck was that? But no, listen. I would go farther than that. I would say for a toothbrush to be considered unused, it needs to be on the rack at a store.
Probably at the store. Yeah, there we go.
I don't want anyone That's returning a toothbrush. I don't care if the package doesn't look opened.
You know, FDA fucking approved said it's okay.
I want the FBI to fucking form an investigation on your bathroom, bro. Because I think you're doing some other shit. Is there a tunnel under your bathroom? Some underground railroad
to find the fucking Crest
Tijuana?
Factory?
That's what I do.
To
I
the Quest.
It.
To Crest Factory.
But they're not all Crest,
Chris.
Underground they're like
railroad
some of
the
them are like Crest, some of them are off-brand, you know. Some of them
no, yo, first off, one tube of toothpaste, like one of those half tubes, like the tubes you get at an airport,
the travel tube.
That's what he had. But 14 toothbrushes.
Yo, that's not even enough toothpaste for all those toothbrushes.
You know what I just
once?
Thought about? Now that you say that, I'm pretty sure there was two tubes of toothpaste in the bathtub.
That makes sense.
With two
toothpaste. All right, guys, are we done here?
Two toothbrushes.
I think we've... Have we explored this? I mean, the listeners wanted to know.
Yeah, they wanted to know.
They needed to know.
They got
to
know who much.
I'm not going to let you hide this shit. This is a gesture exclusive, okay?
Why is it in the bathtub?
Why is what in the bathtub?
Toothpaste, dude.
Because I brush my teeth in the bathtub.
You're a monster.
If I'm going to clean, I'm going to clean everything.
So it's just a fucking macho toothpaste soup?
Do you piss in the shower?
What the fuck is happening here?
I would say I do.
I think I do too. I'm kind of a scummy boy though. I mean, it's all going to the same fucking place, right?
Have you ever shit in the bathtub?
No, absolutely
nah,
not.
You're a monster.
I am not a liar. I've never shit in my bathtub.
I've watched Dustin shit on a couch. In a couch. As a matter of fact.
This is all fake. I've seen your toothbrushes. It's a real thing. You can't lie. Have I shit on the couch?
Yes, you have. You've shit in a couch. In a couch.
I can't.
I think he's talking about the last time your water had to get shut off because your pipes broke.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what he's talking about.
No, I legit shit in a couch. So here's the thing. All right, let's explain.
Nice. Oh, God.
I had a couch. It wasn't like an in-my-house couch.
No, it wasn't. I'll give you that
much.
It was in the privacy.
Yeah.
Let's part the kimono a little bit here. The studio is in a what do you call it? A garage.
A separate structure.
But it's not attached to the house. Exactly. And we had just kind of a fucking shitty couch. I found the side of the road or some shit.
It was a cool couch, though.
Yeah.
It had an interesting feature.
It had a pull-out bed.
Like a center console.
It had a spot where you can shit in it.
Well, okay. So it had a pull-out bed, and it also had a compartment where you can like leave remotes and shit, but the bottom of it was cut out. I really don't want to be talking about all this, but anyway, water went out. We couldn't use the toilets, and everybody's shitting in the woods.
Yep.
Seems reasonable.
Yep, I remember.
So I have this couch that you can perfectly sit on, and there's a hole with nothing under it. So I took... I'm not a monster.
So at that point not in time, monster. You were cheating because everybody else was shitting y'all in the fucking woods and shit.
Y'all are dumb. But I took a garbage bag and I lined this spot
like
with
a
garbage
gentleman.
Bag. And I shit while sitting on a couch where I knew none of my bodily fluids could ever touch anything about this couch that I don't even fucking let my family sit on anyway.
Damn.
And then I took the bag and I threw it
couch.
Out. Well,
bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm kind of jealous.
Dude, it was really nice.
I wish my toilet was a fucking couch.
I
for real, right?
Can you imagine the level of comfort, guys?
I was there.
You really?
Yeah.
No, I was there.
Fuck you, Dustin.
And with a projector playing some dope movie I was watching while I shit on my couch.
So he had like the most epic spot.
Yeah.
Yo, your shit game is on point.
I try.
Damn it. And I was over there shitting on a tree.
You were shitting under a tree.
I feel bad now. I feel like I should have shat on a couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a weird show.
just another shit story.
So, guys, you guys have any weird shit times? You want to go back into shit stories? Remember we did a whole podcast about the terrible
shit? There was
this
one time. Okay, matter of fact, now that I think about it, there was this one time where I was sick. I was sick, and I went into the fucking shower, right? And, you know, you can't exactly help it. And I think I coughed or sneezed or something.
Oh, that'll do it. The cough is a motherfucker,
but I'm
dude.
In the shower, okay? So automatically, you know, you're like, all right, it's just going to go down the drain anyways.
It's
or whatever
involuntary.
The fuck. And I sneezed or coughed, and it was just like...
Shit
all over
come.
The fucking place. And I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? So I just... Fuck it. I had a detachable head to the shower and shit. It was just...
That's not ideal.
Oh, my God.
I know it's not.
But it used the toothbrushes?
Guys, can you imagine the fucking aroma of steamy shit in the shower?
Oh my God.
How did you?
Dude.
I would have puked on top of that.
I don't know. I guess
mixed
I have
with your fucking Old Spice body
Why are you hating Dustin? Jesus. Is it weird that Dustin knows me that well that he knows I have Old Spice shit?
We used to live together, and I used to use your Old Spice, and now I don't know if I should have.
Yeah.
Is that weird? I'm saying.
I actually buy Old Spice now because of that.
See? Because it's
Spice
legit.
Shit was
it's
dope.
The shit.
Yeah, you were
no,
on
it's the shit.
Dude, did you shit in the Old Spice too?
I'll tell you what. Old Spice smells better than shit.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
I'll second that, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey, are you guys waited? Are you... Blah. What? What'd you say? Good job talking, Dustin. You did good.
Were you talking to me?
When are you guys glad you waited 2 weeks for this one?
when you were done licking the bathtub clean, did you brush your teeth?
What the fuck do you think I got 14 toothbrushes okay.
For each one of my teethuses?
Yeah, I mean, he never stops.
I mean,
brushing.
You could have done it before, too.
You know why Macho's never mad? Because he's only got so many teeth and all them toothbrushes.
Didn't work. It's the medulla oblongata.
Yeah, you get it, yeah. It's sometimes... throwing spaghetti at a wall here.
Did it stick though?
Nope.
It's not cooked yet.
Now, what if somebody sneezes on your toothbrush cup? That's because then all gross. 12 of those toothbrushes are done. All
right, but
you've wasted.
In my defense, with that, those I'm aren't my toothbrushes.
Whose toothbrushes are they?
Those are all the Minions' toothbrushes. I have fucking 12 Minions.
You have 4 kids. So let's just be real. You have 4 kids.
Fine. All right, let's multiply that by 2 because each one of them is like 2. They're like 2 kids.
Your children have the 2 sets of teeth.
Yes.
Interesting.
They got that from their mom.
So you mentioned your dogs. You have toothbrushes for your dogs. I'm going to say, let's just say that's not fucking fake. Let's say that's a real thing.
Okay.
Which, you have 3 dogs, right?
4.
4? Too many dogs.
Yes, I know.
Which ones do you brush your teeth?
What do you mean?
Chris, you have 3 dogs.
Yeah.
Macho, you have 4. Dogs. I have 3. Combined, it's way too many dogs.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 2 too many dogs for me, honestly.
Legally, I'm only allowed to have 2. So, anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, there's about 2 of them that I would honestly even take the time to brush their teeth if I had to.
Oh, you mean the older ones, right?
The ones I like the most. I mean, all right. It's not like kids, right?
Fair enough. You kind of have to take care of the kids.
This is kind of what I was wanting to get to is... Yeah. So... Do you brush all your dog's teeth?
I brush all their teeth.
So you love them all equally.
They brush their own teeth.
You're a liar.
I don't like
we're brush going back teeth. Towards fantasy land all of a sudden.
Yeah. Can somebody say flip-flop?
They chew the toothbrushes. Did you not notice that some of them looked weird?
It was weird. The whole thing was weird.
The whole thing was weird.
Because all jokes aside, fucking no podcast, bro. You got 14 toothbrushes on your sink, and that's weird. So, but anyway... I think out of my 3 dogs, one of them I would take the time to brush your teeth now that I think about it. Yeah. The other 2, it's like, I love you, you're my dog. Well, one of them, it's like, I love you, you're my dog. The other one's is like, I have to be here.
I have a dog.
Is it bad to have your favorite dog? Is it the same as children?
I don't know, man, because I got my favorite dog too. Nah. I got to say.
You can't help who you like, man. That's just
I've got, what it is. Yeah. I've got Megathor, who's the Basset. Butch, who's the Boxer.
Yep.
And Shadow, who's, I don't know. I mean, she's like a German Shepherd, but small.
She's a special bitch.
But, I mean, I got her... Like, I love Megathor. And Butch is dope. He's always doing cute shit. But Shadow, it's like kind of, you know, fuck off. I'm playing with Megathor and Butch. But she's the first one I got, and I paid money for her.
Yeah. You feel obligated.
You have to. It's like an aunt that just, like, she lives with you now. So you gotta be like, oh, no, we love having you for breakfast, yeah, but you don't want to cook breakfast for her.
Yeah, it's like an aunt, but like from your wife's side.
I guess I was trying to feel out, am I a bad guy? Yeah, an aunt from your wife's side. Perfect analogy. You. Yeah. I just want to know if I'm a bad person because one of my dogs, I'm a dog guy. I like dogs.
Okay, all right, fine. If we want to go that way, damn it, I do, all right? I have one favorite dog.
Which
all right,
can I
it's
guess?
It's Carmella.
Oh, I was wrong.
Of course.
Yeah, well, you've had Carmella the longest. That's why it's weird for me.
Yeah.
Because I've had Shadow the longest. The other 2 just are kind of recent dogs.
Yeah. The last
but
one
Shadow
I
can
don't
fuck
want.
Off a lot of the times.
Yeah, exactly. Like the last one, the pup that I have that I don't want, that I can't seem to get rid of.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, to answer your text message, no, I don't want that dog.
You should take that dog, though.
Is he cool?
It's all right.
Are you going to brush your teeth first?
I might just brush his teeth for you.
Do you
you
even need to ask?
No,
I mean
I know
have,
the answer.
I have toothbrushes to cover it, bro.
Those teeth are white.
I can supply you for toothbrushes for the rest of your life.
You're definitely not selling this dog on anybody. You just said
Bob,
you
Bob,
do not
I can
like
give you a free toothbrush and a free dog with another toothbrush. What
do
more
I,
do of a selling
I want
point
this free
want?
Dog that you don't like?
I just don't want
what
it.
Maybe you'll like it.
It's not about
me
not liking it. It's just that I don't want it.
Yeah.
My wife made me have it. I just don't want it.
Yo, his dog's breath is so good.
Pristine.
That they like, fucking their farts are fucking minty.
Dude, I'm telling you, right? Like, they bark, and it's like snowflakes and shit. Like, it's legit.
Just fresh. Just rough.
My dog shit in my kid's room today.
Oh, did you kill it?
I don't know which one it was, but I'm assuming it was Shadow because, I mean, she could fuck off. Yeah. It wasn't her, though. It definitely wasn't her. It's a big old shit.
Oh, no. That was probably Megathor.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to say it was Shadow.
Everybody has that dog, though. Everybody has that one dog that just does shit. Like,
all my dogs are...
Chris, all his dogs are that dog. Yeah. They just always are doing shit.
I just assumed all dogs were assholes.
No, dude. I mean... All jokes aside, your dogs are assholes. And not in the like way like, oh, you know, that dog's going to get put down for being a dick. No, it's not like nothing serious. No. They're just kind of that dick. Like, if you're walking through a room, they'll get up from a perfect nap to get in front of just where you were walking. You. Like, what's up? Just so that you make sure you slow down because I'm here now.
I know.
My dogs are trained because for some reason I never stopped walking. I just kind of, but I put a little bit more into it.
Yeah.
So now they say the fuck away when I'm walking
fuck
through.
Out of the way.
And they know
shit.
I love them. I don't do it to hurt them. I do it so they're better in the future.
I know Chris's dog, Brody. Dude. That's for some reason, anytime I go over there, the only thing he wants to do is smell my dick, dude.
Yo, that's so weird. Because he always does that to you.
I don't know why.
What's up with that?
Yo, what's wrong with the scent of your dick? Maybe you should have a couple dick brushes,
maybe
too,
you should,
with your 14 toothbrushes.
Maybe you should figure that out.
Yo, brush
bro.
Your dick, dog. I'm not sure if it's maybe because I'm short, so I'm just at that level where his face just kind of hits it or whatever. But it's like he intentionally makes it a point to know. Yeah. It, like, you're just smell. Right. I'm just smelling your shit.
He's a pretty tall dog. He's kind of got to bend down to get to that.
Like,
all right, here's the thing.
That dog, if it stands on its back legs all the way up, is as tall as me. And I'm 6 foot fucking five. That's a tall
ass
dog.
He's fucking gigantic.
He had to bend down to get at that thing.
Like, all right. What the fuck?
My dog is actually, I wasn't going to say anything, but he's actually trained in the liberal arts. And he has the ability to smell bad guys. Right,
okay.
But he can only check by sniffing, by doing the package check.
Right.
Oh, they got to check the package.
Yeah. And shit. I guess he's just not fucking sure about you.
No,
so
he never is. I don't know. He's always confused.
He only checks your dick, is what we're saying.
I
out of the four of us guys in this room.
I swear it's only.
Huh.
Anytime I go over there, he's like,
most
what you got in there?
That's weird, man. What's the one thing about your dick that's different from everybody else's? Anyway.
Yeah, I don't want
to
see this.
I've been trying to move on. Do you guys want to see? Look, we can all look at
it. No, I don't need to see your fucking extra flesh hood, you nasty fuck. Get circumcised, you fucking idiot. That's why the dog wants to eat your cock.
Oh, my God.
And on that note.
Jesus, dude.
Go to hell.
I'm going to hell because my extra flesh dick.
Jesus Christ. What are you hiding in there? If I don't wash my dick for 3 days, that shit stinks. I can't imagine what's going on with yours.
It's just my package.
Fucking permanent turtleneck ass motherfucker.
It's a package.
Jesus. You guys should see Macho's dick. It's so weird.
How do you know this?
I don't know.
Send nudes. I gotta go.
All right.
I gotta go.
Justin Academy.
It's too much.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe, like.
Join us on TikTok.
If you want to write to Macho on Twitter about his toothbrush problem and maybe
send
his dick,
your toothbrushes to my P.O. box.
Yeah, it's kmacho3605.
Yeah.
Also, he has...
I got Facebook, all kinds of shit.
Check out his chatterbait where he throws toothbrushes inside of his fucking...
My flesh hood.
You got to stop the podcast. Oh!